The Atomic Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy.
Up, Tony, come on, boy.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Start the day off shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a tip from Togo and tell your mom Shredded Ralston can't be beat.
Atomic Ralston Straight Shooters bring you another episode in the mystery of the Hurricane Horse. Tom Mix is now trying to solve the strange mystery of the Hurricane Horse, a wild horse, leader of a herd of killers that for some mysterious reason have been attacking the Pawnee village of Chief Crazy Fox. No matter how often and to what spot Crazy Fox has moved the village, the Hurricane Horse has found it and deliberately wrecked it, his herd beating down the teepees with their hooves and injuring men, women, and children. Now, in an unusual way, Sheriff Mike Shaw has been hurt by the Hurricane Horse. And as he lies stretched on a couch in the front room of the TM bar with Doc Green bandaging his head.
Oh, lie still, will you? Stop moving your head now and stop trying to get up.
Yeah, but I got to talk to Tom. I don't want him to do nothing to the Hurricane Horse. I got to talk to Tom.
Well, Wash is going to get him. Now, if you don't lie still, I won't be responsible. Here comes Tom now. Tom, will you in heaven's name beat some sense into this maverick's head?
What?
Second thought, you better beat it into some other part of him. His head's in a bad condition as it is.
Tom.
What is it, Mike? What are you so upset about?
Well, Wash said that you had gone to take care of the Hurricane Horse, and I don't want you to do it, Tom.
Well, all I was going to do, Mike, was to try and break him. He's a great animal. Red chestnut, and if I can ride some sense into him,
Yeah, that's it, Tom, that's it. He's got to be busted. He's got to be. He's got to learn who's master. And I want to do it, Tom. I want you to let me do it.
Why, Mike?
Well, shucks, Tom. I don't have to tell you. Ever since Redskin died some time back, I ain't never found a horse to suit me, and you know that. The first time I laid eyes on this here Hurricane Horse, I knowed that he was the horse for me. Thunderation, Tom, he even looks like Redskin. It's all the same to you. I want to make him my horse. So if there's any busting to be done, I want to do it.
I see. Well, I'm sorry, Mike, but I can't let you do it.
Well, why not, Tom?
Oh, my soul and body, you made me ruin the bandage again. Now, will you please lie quiet?
Now, Tom.
He's a killer, Mike. You know what they are. Aside from that, you're no calf anymore, you know. You're not as young as you used to be.
What's that? I'm as good as I ever was. I'm sound in wind and limb, I am.
Well, I'm glad you didn't include your head.
I can bulldog a steer with the best of them. I can peel a bronc as good as any buster
but
can.
But not that bronc.
Now, wait a minute, Tom, wait a minute. The Hurricane is my horse. He's got to be. I understand that critter, and he understands me. Now, you saw how he gentled down when he heard my voice, Tom.
I also saw him knock you down when you got close enough, Mike.
Yeah, and from what you tell me, if Tom hadn't rushed in and dragged you right out from under him, he'd have stomped you to death,
Mike. Oh, I know, but he's mine, and I'm the one that's got to bust him.
Mike, I can't let you do it. I can't let you deliberately
kill
yourself.
You've got to let me bust that horse, Tom. You got to. Now, what do you say, Tom?
I say let's put it up to one of our straight shooters.
Put it up to... Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, then. I'll get a card out of the Bureau of Identification file and telephone the straight shooter listed on it. Now, we'll leave it up to him, Mike. If he says you ride the Hurricane Horse, you ride it. If he says you don't, you don't. Agreed?
Okay, Tom. Agreed.
What do you think? Should Mike Shaw try to bust the Hurricane Horse or not? You better make up your mind, because before today's episode is over, Tom Mix will telephone one of you straight shooters personally, and it may be you. But first, how are you doing in athletics? Are you going to make the ball team, or are you going to be a bench warmer? You know, the kid who sits on the sidelines and never seems to be able to keep up with the gang. Well, if you want to be a top-notch athlete, you've got to have plenty of energy, real live cowboy energy. And one way to help yourself to cowboy energy is to sit down every morning to a breakfast of crisp, toasty, shredded Ralston. Made of whole wheat,
shredded Ralston is loaded with cowboy energy. The kind of energy you need to be a top-notch athlete and a winner in the things you do. Boy, you like shredded Ralston. It's got a flavor that's out of this world. So don't be a bench warmer. Get going with shredded Ralston, the flavor-rich, energy-rich, bite-sized whole wheat cereal that tastes so swell, it makes breakfast the best meal of the day. Ask Mother to get you a red and white checkerboard package the next time she visits her grocer. And now, our scene changes to the Penny Arcade in Big Indian, run by Whimpering Jones and his henchman, the man called Volcano. In a room behind the arcade that serves as an office, Whimpering Jones has just put down the telephone after talking with a man named Joker and stands in a brown study as Volcano, sitting on the edge of the desk, fishes for a cigarette in the crumpled pack Jones has handed him.
Yeah, you only got one left.
Well, all right, take it.
I hate to take your last one.
Well, you need it more than I do. You quit smoking, remember? I didn't.
Don't rub it in. All I want's a puff, just one puff. Nothing like a cigarette when you need it there. Look, Wimper, don't act so upset. Joker will get the horse back. Leave it to him.
Yes, well, that's the trouble. I did leave it to him. He has no judgment. That's his failing. He overdoes things. Who told him, for instance, to make a wire recording of that drum message the Indians were sending Mix?
Yeah, but he explained that to you. You want to keep Mix occupied in Dobie. Keep him plenty busy with a mystery he can't solve. While you get things set up here in Big Indian. Well, Joker wanted to be sure Mix got that drum message from Crazy Fox. So he made the recording, sent out up to the coast with it.
I know. Now stop telling me things I know. It wasn't necessary, that's all. He was overdoing things. Now he's overdone them again by putting on an act with the horse right outside of the TM bar. And what's the result? Mix has captured the horse. Well, he'd better get it back, that's all I say. He'd better wait a minute. Wait, are you ditching that cigarette already?
Oh, yeah,
I... Well, you only took two puffs and you're putting it out.
I didn't really want it. I just thought I did. I'm quitting for good.
Oh, you make me sick. Now, either stop or don't stop, but make up your mind. I'll see you later. I'm going over to the chili parlor for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Well, come on, then.
Mr. Jones?
Huh? Oh, Buck Anderson, are you still here?
Yeah, I've been thinking over your proposition.
Huh? For what proposition?
You know, I owe you $400. That is, you say I owe you $400.
Well, you do owe me $400, and don't go to blaming it on me either. You were the one that wanted to bet. I run a legal establishment here. Skee ball games, pinball machines, things like that. All of them just intended for amusement. You were the one that wanted to bet, so...
Yeah, okay. I'm not arguing about it. I just don't want you to go to my dad, that's all.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't. Fine thing, when the sheriff's son...
All right, would you skip it? I'll take your proposition. I'll play another game of pinball. Just one, for the 400.
Yeah, but if you lose, you'll owe me 800, you know.
I know.
Yeah, where are you going to get $800?
Well, I've got an insurance policy worth that much in cash.
Yeah?
My dad took it out for me when I was a baby. It's for my education. It's all paid up. I could get Dad to cash it. I'll give him some excuse.
Well, all right. Which table do you want to play?
Anyone, I guess. It doesn't matter much.
Well, then, let's take this one. I'll use my own nickel. You want to play first?
No, you.
All right, then. Volcano?
Yeah?
What are you doing at that cigarette machine?
Huh? Just reading the brand names, Wimper. Just reading the brand names, that's all.
But surely, the clammy hands of Whimpering Jones close about the life of young Buck Anderson. For what reason and with what results, we are soon to learn. Meanwhile, at the TM bar.
There it is, home. There it is. There's the call.
Yeah. Hello? Hello, is this Jantha Pomeroy of Pittsfield, Massachusetts? Well, Jantha, how old are you, honey? You're 7? Well, now, just to be sure, I want to check the serial number on that bracelet with the card that I've just taken out of my file here at the TM bar. Is the number on your bracelet 312-336? Well, Jantha, I guess you know why I'm calling. My partner, yes, and yours, Mike Shaw, wants to risk his neck trying to break the Hurricane Horse. Now, a horse that's a killer is a mighty dangerous critter to ride.
Wait a minute, Tom. Give me that telephone.
Mike,
I'll get away from me, you pestiferous old pill pusher. Here, let me talk to Jantha, Tom, will you?
Well, all right. Hello, Jantha. Mike Shaw wants to talk to you, honey. Here's Mike Shaw.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Hello, Jantha. This year is a great pleasure for old Mike Shaw to be talking to you. Now, listen to what I've got to say, will you, partner? My horse, Redskin. You remember Redskin? Yeah, well, oh, fine. You know, Redskin died some long time ago. And I don't know if you can understand just what it means to lose a friend like that there horse was to me. Anyhow, I never figured that there'd ever be another horse like him. Now then, this year, Hurricane Horse, he's just as big and as full of fire as Redskin was. He's got that there same red chestnut color, just like my old Redskin had. And, well, Jantha, I kind of feel that he's got to be my horse right from the very start. You know what I mean, don't you? Yeah, and it wouldn't be the same if anybody else was to bust him, you see. It makes a big difference. So I'd be mighty beholden to you, partner, if you'd say it was okay. Now, you do? You think it's all right for me to go ahead? Yeah, well, now, Tom says that I'm getting a little bit too old and all that there sort of thing, but then I ain't. Now, you think it's all right, so thank you very much, partner. I knowed you wouldn't let me down. Thanks a lot, and I'm going to tell Tom that you said it was all right for me to go ahead and try to bust him, yeah? Yeah. Okay, and thanks. Goodbye, Jantha. It's been nice talking to you. Tom, Jantha says it's all right for me to go ahead and bust him.
Well, she says so.
All right, Tom, then.
Tom! Tom, I'd rather see you.
Sure, Vinegar. What's on your mind?
The Hurricane Horse.
Oh, stop fretting about the Hurricane Horse, Vinegar. He's going to be all right from here on. Tom Straight Shooter says it's going to be all right for me to bust him.
Bring him? You'll have to find him first.
What do you mean, find
He's
him?
Gone. Vanished. Vamoose.
Gone? But that's impossible.
I know it's impossible, but it's happened. And you tell me how it happened. You tell me.
There's a sudden unhappy look in Mike Shaw's eyes, and a grim one in Tom's. We know that Whimpering Jones's henchman, Joker, must be back of all this. But Tom has yet to find that out. Meanwhile, what has fate in store for Buck Anderson? Plenty of trouble, as we'll learn tomorrow. So be sure to be with Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters then for the next exciting and human interest episode of The Mystery of the Hurricane Horse. Say, here's how to make breakfast as exciting as a circus and a three-day rodeo rolled into one. Serve crisp, toasty, shredded Ralston. When your family see those little golden brown bite-sized biscuits swimming in milk and topped with fruit, every trace of dull, lagging appetite will disappear. And when they taste shredded Ralston, well, you'll be serving it for breakfast from then on. Shredded Ralston has a flavor so delicious, the flavor secret is patented. And it's a grand energy send-off for all the family. Made of nourishing whole wheat, it's so rich in energy, a little does a lot for you. So get your family off to a better start for the day with a better breakfast. Serve Shredded Ralston. Your grocer has it in the red and white checkerboard package.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Start the day off shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a sip from Tom, go and tell your mom, Shredded Ralston can't be beat.
For better breakfasts,
It's Ralston. 1, 2, 3. Shredded Ralston, the ready-to-eat bite-sized cereal. Regular Ralston and Instant Ralston, the delicious hot cereal. Look for these whole-grain cereals in the red and white checkerboard packages. For better breakfasts, it's Ralston. 1, 2, 3. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley and written by George Lother. Don Gordon speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.